ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Andrew here from Who's Iraqian Readings. Thank you for coming to part two of our 50th episode special. In this episode, we are looking at our time at the Witch's Circle. Just like with the Vampire Crypt, which was so cool, I wanted to give you a heads up about a kind of like weird thing that happened and affected like the camera angle. So probably 10 minutes into being at the Witch's Circle, I actually ran out of space on my video camera, which I've never done before. So the first 10-ish minutes is going to be normal rate for my camera. The rest of it is going to be switching between the different ghost tube cameras we had set up. That was the best way we recorded, so I want to make sure you see kind of anything that happened. So you'll be focused from one camera, focused on one grave, to another, and kind of switching back and forth. I think it's really cool. Hopefully it came off alright and looks good. And then also, I was pulled into a trance at one of the graves like I was at the Vampire Crypt. After you watch everything, we'll do another little video here kind of explaining a little more what happened there. But let's get to the video.
Alright, Alex.
Yeah.
We've been here before.
Yeah.
What are you expecting to experience today?
You know, I don't know. It's a beautiful day here. We could not have asked for better weather for our return to Erie Cemetery. I don't know. I'd be interested to go back to the Witch's Circle, especially now that we have, you know, Ghost Box and things like that, because we all collectively agreed that it felt heavy, that tree in the area was not great, and so I don't know, I'm excited to go back there and see maybe if there's more to how we felt than before.
What are you hoping to experience today?
I got no expectations, no hopes, just like I said, I'm looking forward to returning here, and I am excited, as you said in the intro, some of those grave sites. I'm excited to go see some of those as well.
Which one are you most excited for today out of all 10 stops?
All 10 stops? Oh, that's hard. It's probably, it's either between a Daniel Dobbins grave site or Witch's Circle for sure. I would also like to point out, just based off of our last time when we were on Kingshead Island, we noticed the flower things that looked similar to the Vampire Crypt. So I'll be interested. I'd like to go back and take a closer look at that one, too. So.
All right, Sean. So we've been here before. What are you expecting to experience today?
As we've said in the past, I'm feeling like we're going to feel some things. We are the Orb Boys. So I'm hoping that we catch some orbs on this beautiful day. But it'll be interesting to revisit our earliest stops.
What are you hoping to experience?
100%. We're finally going to catch a hellhound. It's happening today. Last time we were here, we caught a black dog. This time we're leaving with a hellhound.
Out of the 10 spots today, which ones are you most excited to get to?
So not knowing where it was last time, I'm pretty excited to visit Alexander Brewster's. He was the first one buried here. So it'll be cool to see a little glimpse into what it was like when that first grave was placed here.
So since we've been here before, last time we were here, we just went to Vampire Crypt and Witch's Circle. And we got some orbs, quite a bit of orbs. Our cameras back then weren't as new and nice as everything we've got now. So I am expecting maybe to get some more orbs, but I'm expecting a lot more spiritual activity with myself. You know, especially when we get to the Witch's Circle, I'll tell them that I am a witch, and we'll see if that stirs anything up this time. I've also got some pretty cool tokens for some of the people, and I've got a plethora of new apps to use that I haven't even told anybody about yet. So I think it's going to be fun to throw those out there and see how those go. I think we're going to get a lot of activity on the different apps today. I am hoping for everything. The more active and the scarier, the creepier, the happier, the exciting, the everything, the better. Whatever happens, happens. You know, we've got our protection stuff, and I'll do some extra wards to help keep us safe and protected. But I am really just hoping for anything and everything to make this episode as big and spectacular as possible. Most excited, definitely very excited to get to the Witch's Circle. Like I said, since I'm a witch, it'll be interesting to tell the two witches there that, or the two suspected witches, I should say that, to see kind of what happens there. But then after them, I think I'm most excited for Ed Cushman and Sam Jethro, two baseball legends in each their own right, as a former baseball player and a fan of the Guardians and the Mets. I think it'll be really cool to see both of their graves, especially since Ed Cushman played for the Mets before they were the Mets. But I'm really pumped. I'm really jazzed. Can't wait to see what we get. So it said section 34. I'm going to check this way. John and Alex are up there checking that way. We got the section 34 sign here, but we're not sure where section 34 exactly ends. I think I found him. Yeah, I can't say with 100% certainty, but if I was going to call any formation of headstones a witch's circle,
oh wow,
that's looking like the winner.
Comma. Yeah.
Somebody stole the headstone. Someone left. Oh. We found them.
Well, when you drive into the, or walk into the, through the gates of the Erie Cemetery, it's, if you haven't been there, it's on 26th and Cherry Street in Erie. It's a beautiful cemetery, a lot of history there, but there's a couple of really unusual legends that have been passed down through the years in Erie about that cemetery. And the first one is the witch's circle. So when you walk through the gate or drive through, you take the first left, and within a very short period of time, you come to a circle of headstones, which is a little unusual. Sometimes families used to bury their families in a circle, but it's fairly unusual to see a circle of headstones, so it's hard to miss. So when you come to this circle of headstones, that is the witch's circle. And the reason it's called that is because, as the legend has it, way back in the 1800s, there was supposedly a coven of witches that was operating in the Erie area around the 1830s. So two of these supposed witches, the first gentleman was named Luther. We call him Luther D only because his last name is sort of rubbed out on the headstone. And his buddy, Michael Haverstick, were the leaders of this coven, supposedly. So Luther and Michael died within a short period of each other. Luther died first, I believe, and then Michael shortly thereafter. And on the night of Michael Haverstick's funeral, it was May 14th, 1834, a massive thunderstorm blew through Erie that night. And the next morning, the folks from the Erie Cemetery were kind of walking through the cemetery, just assessing the damage because there was a lot of damage done. And they came to this circle of headstones where Luther and Michael were buried. And they noticed that all of the headstones were intact and looking fine, except for Luther and Michael's headstones, which were completely blackened after the storm. So as the story goes, because no one could come up with an adequate explanation for why only those two headstones were black and all the rest of them in the circle were okay, then it was believed that that thunderstorm brought Satan himself blowing through Erie Cemetery that night so that he could claim the souls of those two witches and take them off to wherever you take bad souls. So that's where that legend came from, and to this day, there is no explanation for why those two were the only two that were obviously struck by lightning.
Question for you. You've written about so many of Erie legends, and there's like countless of them in the area. Why do you think like these two are like two of like the best ones in Erie, like the most beloved around Erie?
That's a good question. I think just because it's such a mystery, and you know, it's pretty intriguing that there's a little bit of history behind it. Like, you know, there's dates that these two witches were supposedly in Erie, and they were actual people that were documented that they were supposedly witches. And I think that, you know, every legend starts with a little grain of truth, I believe. So I think that makes it even more mysterious and a little bit more disturbing and scary when you know that, like, it could maybe be sort of kind of true. So I think those are the kind of legends that stick around because there is a little bit of truth somewhere weaved into it.
Oh, yep. There we go.
Good eyes, Jocelyn.
I don't know what this random orange flash or glow here is. Definitely doesn't seem to be anything from the camera one of us, so I just wanted to show it again.
Megan, did you walk into the circle last time?
I don't remember.
I don't think so, because I remember...
Because this is about the time we met her last time.
Yeah.
Jeanette, is that okay?
I think he's trying to perceive it, but I don't think it's there anymore.
The heavy?
So one of the things that used to happen, like whenever you would walk into it, it was almost like a vortex that you were walking into. There's nothing there anymore.
I still felt something pulling me. Have you all been in there before?
Yeah.
So I'm the only one that hasn't. I don't know if I have. I can't remember.
I've been in.
What is this?
I feel something.
This device helps us talk to you.
Yeah.
We can hear what you say on it, and we can respond to you.
But another thing, too, is the last time we were here, we didn't even have half of the amount of protection we have on us now. Mm. But...
Yeah, I had none.
Yeah. All right. I only had some black termites. You bring me my bag, doll?
What happened?
We're gonna find out here. I don't know what happened to your friend. The tree ate your friend.
I don't know, Andrew. I think I agree with you. I think whatever it was in there is gone. Like, it's escaped.
Clean the energy.
The copper's gone.
Well, the copper's gone, and since the copper's gone, this tree's come back to life.
Nephantis.
Nephantis.
So, Luther. No, Michael. You're Michael. Luther's over there. So, we've got two ghost boxes running here. Ghost tubes. One over Michael. One over Luther over there. And then, of course, we got our camera here. But the reason I picked these two... as you heard Stephanie say during our voiceover and call, Luther and Michael were the...
Still here.
Yeah. Were the witch leaders. Now, last time we were here, things were a little different. We have a lot more equipment now, so you guys can use these phones to actually pick words to talk, say whatever you want. Appear on any of the cameras. I've got another one up here. Like last time I told you, I am a psychic medium, so if you want to try to come through, you can. I've got my pendulum. I have tarot cards. But I am a witch.
Recommend them.
Just purge it if it's close to the
tree. I am a witch. Now, to kind of show that, I've got this black candle here. You know, I know witches, we use any color candle, but black flame and black candles always kind of had a bad
stereotype. I've missed talking.
You've missed talking? Well, feel free to talk to us all you want. Like I said, we got three different boxes.
In front of you.
Yeah, you are in front of me.
Oh my God.
Now this. In front of you.
Sweepings, rubbish. Oh, they did clean this area. Is that what you were talking about?
Are you happy it's cleaned? Now I'm going to walk around, but feel free to interact with me however you want. Like I said, keep picking words. I'm going to visit Luther over there too, but, you know, everything says you two were the were witches and that you were, your bodies were, and souls were dragged to hell, but I don't know if that's true. But, witch to witch, you can talk to me. I'm just going to walk around here.
Someone summoned something here. I don't feel it here.
Infamous.
And a lot of this circle of people, since these people have found it.
Hi, Michael. God damn it. Sorry, I keep messing up your names here. I'm just going to make sure your volume's turned up here. So, as I was telling Michael over there, you can use any of these phones in the apps to talk. But if you're in the apps, you've got an SLS one.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But as I was telling Michael over there, I too am a witch. And, you know, I got this black candle kind of as like a sign. If you want to interact with me, you want to talk with me at all, feel free to. Yeah, I get it.
Thank you.
relative.
Yeah. I get it, man. I get it.
Yeah, the thought of going back in. And that's why I was cautious to go back in.
Hiding.
At all.
He's telling you that he was a witch, but he wasn't back to help. What the hell is that?
When you said hiding.
Over half the tree.
Oh. Be careful, there's still something around here hiding. I can keep catching glimpses of an aura, but then Luther said hiding, and she got a very weird picture at the same time.
I was telling Sean the reason I kept going in and out was I could feel a couple degrees colder in the circle in the center, and I kept trying to get to the same like sunlight out here to feel the temperature, the wind and the temperature change. Not nearly as significant before.
I'm just gonna set that there. It's not a token to keep. I gotta take it back with me, but just for now. I set that in the shade.
Find my body.
Say hide.
It said find my body.
Find your body.
I'm sorry, people have like scraped stuff into your stone here again.
Yeah.
Someone summoned something here, and I don't feel it here.
Well, that first word they said was like heinous, impious. So.
And a lot of this circle, people, since these people have passed, have used it for rituals.
Yeah, but it might not necessarily be them.
Might not have been them at all, so they might
just
be
got
happy.
The bad rat, yeah.
Happy that whatever was here. I don't know. You went through a lot more times than I did, Alex. What do you feel about it?
What we felt the first time? Not here at all. There's still something?
Like there's something, but before it felt like you were walking into almost a world.
Yeah.
Like if there was a vortex that you walked into. It felt like you walked outside.
What happened?
Doing work on the ground. This area was also cleaned up. We're not sure by who, but it was.
It was noticeably a couple of degrees cooler in the circle. Something, yeah. Not nearly.
Fiona's dreading.
Yeah.
It's the thought of going back into it.
Should I enter the circle?
And that's why I was cautious to go back in, but going in this time I think it's not at all like strange to go.
Last time over half the trees are coming up.
Going today, Michael. It's a beautiful day.
Okay.
I said to him, it's a beautiful day, and he said, okay. I know we've got a lot of
cameras and stuff and we're filming here. It's not meant to be disrespectful. If anything, we want people to know that, you know, you guys kind of just get a bad rap. Which doesn't mean you were evil. And I also don't like that people have used your grave for rituals. It's not cool.
Okay.
He's telling me that he was a witch, but he was dragged to hell.
When you said hiding.
Oh.
Or except hiding.
Be careful, there's still something around here hiding. I can keep catching glimpses of an aura, but then Luther said hiding, and she got a very weird picture at the same time.
Find my body.
It's
odd. To find my body. Sorry, people have, like, scraped stuff into your spelling here again.
I got a couple different toys here you can play with. There's this guy. And if you go near the antenna, he goes off. Over here is this little ball that you touch, it lights up. And then of course, you probably know what these are already. All right, can you spin the rod in my right hand for me? I just wanna see if you can play with them.
Okay. Okay.
This spirit was finally released.
Makes sense as why the trees come back to life.
Right.
No.
Because the tree...
In front of you.
In front of you.
So this one has basically just been saying okay and in front of you.
In front of you, okay?
Come over here to Michael. He'll tell you what's in front of you and okay. Not to make jokes, Michael, but that's all you're kind of saying.
What? Luther. We're going this hand for yes. This hand for no. Is there still something bad around here? No. I asked him if something bad, if there's something bad around here. In front of you. What is that? What is it? Listen. Alright.
In front of you, okay?
Oh. Alright. Alright, Luther. I'm sitting over here. I'll tell you what's in front of you. I'll take care of this. He said he melted my candle. Put me on the side of him in the shade. Thank you, my friend.
He melts with the candle. Can I see?
Yeah. So, Luther.
Oh. Oh.
Like bottom top, which to which? No, so one X in the shape is two. You know, like I said, I think the handle is a lot of negative stereotypes. But, you know, black handle is part of the banishment and getting rid of negativity. Did you melt that almost if you're trying to light it? Like, you were. Like, was this you trying to use it as a ritual to get rid of something? The energy vampire comes around here, too.
Not surprised.
He's like, whatever she is, runs around.
She's the one running around right now?
Yeah. She's so crazy.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Oh, the cancer.
Cancer.
Grandson.
So, Luther, I'm asking your problem, since you were leader of a covenant, you're probably smarter, stronger than I've ever been. Is it possible to get rid of her? Crossed them, which for me means, I don't know, maybe. how long I've been trying to get all the people at the same time. See what she does. Just said, see what she does. She's in the rocks. Can you point out where she is? Stop the rock.
Disrespectful.
Is she disrespectful towards you? A lot of people come to this. Shadow like aura. What else? What?
And I heard something. Right.
I heard footsteps. Like. Is she a threat? Not like she's a predator, but it's possible to leave without anything. She does have you can leave without affecting you. She is
kind of protection that we should do before leaving.
I want to.
Maybe he recognizes that we do need protection. Everybody feeling okay? Like,
I guess we were here last time. Literally, it felt like you had to step out of the ring to get your standing. And standing in here, staying.
Like you had to tap out.
Yeah, I had to tag out, take someone else to go in. But basically, there's spirits here. But I'm not feeling the vortex.
Blood.
I used to. I know why.
got some negativity responses. Go away. Was that directed at me?
He's in a trance.
But now, this used to be, you might as well have been a gateway to hell. Felt like it when you walk into it. Walk into a hospital.
Okay.
You were in a vulnerable state when you were well.
Where you're content, but you have emotions running through you.
Not content, but yeah, the emotions are.
Out of your tension. Because I knew we were.
Very disrespected. He doesn't like violence on his grave, and there's been a lot of violence on his grave. She was only kidding with her.
Hope they do. It's their love.
That's my love for him.
Don't worry. Michael still was saying okay.
Show me. To Joseph Lord's ritual I can do on you guys to make sure she doesn't argue.
Is your friend next to you?
And
2:30.
Well, I don't expect that I can just get a good idea. You have a point.
Should I move or should I stay where I'm at?
You're good where you're at.
Okay.
Thank you. Let this work. Do it. If I do it wrong, just make sure you tell me.
Close your eyes and just take some deep breaths while you've been doing it.
All over the place. Actually,
I'm not going to touch you, so you don't feel anything. The Lord can show the way.
I'm just going to stand up. You're not going to look back for anything. I will hear the fuel. You're just going to have breaking powers. That's to my right.
Thank you for watching part 2 of the Erie Cemetery special. Next week will be part 3. I don't know if that'll be the final one or if it'll be a part 4. Like I said, we ended up being there for about 6 hours. So there's a lot of footage from all the different graves that we visited. So I have to determine exactly what makes it in, what won't make it in. But I think these first 2 parts were incredible. Our experiences were incredible. As you saw, Luther pulled me into a trance. I don't know how well it was picked up on the audio afterwards, because I know kind of some audio was picked up really well, other audio wasn't. The trance he pulled me into was to talk to me, and then also show me some different rituals to do. And one of them was specifically releasing the energy vampire's grasp, if she were to grab any of us, and Alex felt like he was grabbed. So I was able to use it immediately to free Alex up there. We all made it out safe and sound. Yeah, another incredible experience there. Loved it. Michael and Luther aren't too happy with the negative, you know, stories and accusations and things like that and activities that happen around their grave. So, you know, they're not too thrilled about that, but all in all, they're pretty good. They enjoyed having us there and we enjoyed being us there. So, come back next week to check out another part of our amazing time at the Erie Cemetery. And coming soon are a couple little bonus episodes from yours truly. One is me talking with Cody from Paranormally Cryptid, whose podcast I was on. If you haven't seen it, go check that episode out. But he came on Who's Ghost Stories for the first time to talk about Helltown, a little abandoned haunted village in Ohio that Cody's actually taking me to. So I am very excited for that to air, and then I'm also going to try to put together any footage I get from Helltown into another little bonus episode. So stay tuned for those two, and I think pretty soon, don't tell anybody, it's going to be time for a very special themed run of episodes. So make sure you keep coming back. Like, comment, subscribe, share, wherever you're finding it from. Thank you, and stay in the light.